From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Coming up, Robin Young will be joining us from WUNC in Raleigh, North Carolina. But first, we're going to talk for a few minutes about the drought in California, which is now in its third year. It's the worst on record there. And this week, the seriousness of the situation spurred Governor Jerry Brown to urge residents to cut water use by 20%.
Right now, it's imperative that we do everything possible to mitigate the effects of the drought. I've convened an interagency drought task force, declared a state of emergency. We need everyone in every part of the state to conserve water.
In a moment, we're going to hear from a business owner in California who has to close her restaurant for 7 out of every 20 days to conserve water. But right now, let's get the big picture from Brad Rippey. He's an agricultural meteorologist for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and he's with us from Washington. Brad, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, give us the overview first. How bad is this drought in California, and is it expected to continue to get worse, or do you see some sign of water coming on the horizon?
To put it in context, this would be a very serious drought if it were just the 2013-14 drought. But we're looking at 2 years preceding it, beginning in the autumn of 2011. And so the cumulative effect of 3 years of drought have lowered California's collective reservoir system to 70% of average by the end of 2013. Now, that's not historically low. We saw 44% of average at the end of the 1976-77 drought. But it has gotten quite serious very quickly. And as you mentioned, California coming off its driest year on record in 2013, only a little bit more than 7 inches of precipitation fell across the state during the entire year. That bettered the old record by several inches. The old record was a little shy of 10 inches way back in 1898.
And there are some dire predictions here. Professor Lynn Ingram from UC Berkeley told Time magazine that based on her work looking at tree rings, which can give some hints about droughts, the state hasn't been this dry since the 1500s.
Yeah, of course, driest year on record in 2013. If we don't see improvement in the next 2 months, we're going to be looking at a critical situation, not just for water supply, but for agriculture, rangeland and pastures, for example, and also in the wildfire sector as we head through 2014. If we don't get anything by April 1st, that means we're going to face drought all summer until we get to at least the beginning of the 2014-15 wet season.
Well, how might the rest of us outside of California be impacted by this drought? As you say, agriculture is an issue. I read that the state produces nearly half of the fruits, nuts, and vegetables grown in the U.S.
There's such a competition for water in California. Agriculture is a big user, but you have to, of course, consider municipal use for a population of 38-plus million people. Then there's other considerations like recreational. If you don't have lake levels, you can't put boats on the water. So tourism becomes affected. There's hydroelectric power generation and, of course, environmental concerns as well, just to mention a few of the competing interests for water. So for the agricultural sector, you can see some pretty extreme circumstances, such as folks just can't water fields, so they're left fallow, or they sell water rights for money, but, again, fields are left fallow.
Do you think the people listening to this in Southern California ought to just stop watering their lawns completely at this point?
You know, it's got to be a decision made at the local and municipal level on how to allocate these limited water supplies.
So you wouldn't be urging that at this point?
You know, I would talk to the local governments, and I'm sure each city, each community, each jurisdiction has their own restrictions on water at this point.
Brad Rippey, agricultural meteorologist for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, joining us from Washington to talk about this terrible drought that continues in California. Brad, thanks so much.
Thank you.